The Chos of Lublin, the Sir of Lublin, Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Horowitz, was a top student of the Noam Elimelech, Rabbi Elimelech of Lizhansk. And one day Rabbi Elimelech told his student, the Lubliner, said, "Listen, I've taught you everything that I can teach you, but there's one thing that you have to learn from my brother. You got to go to my brother, the Rebbe Reb Zusha. He can teach you this one thing I'm referring to." Very excited, the Lubliner goes to his Rebbe's brother, the Rebbe Reb Zusha, meets with him. And the Rebbe Reb Zusha asks him a question. He says, "Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak, let me ask you a question. When you see someone up to no good, when you see someone that's sinning, how do you pull them out of it? What do you tell them?" So the Lubliner says, "Well, I make sure they're aware of how much mud they're putting on their soul. And hopefully that prevents them from continuing to put mud on their soul." The Rebbe Reb Zusha says, "Do you know how much more mud you put on the person like that? If you talk like that, they don't need to know that. They're probably aware. They're probably aware of the mud that they're into. They just don't think that they're able to get out of it." "So what do you do?" the Lubliner asked the Rebbe Reb Zusha. He says, "The moment I see someone stuck in so much mud, I start praying, crying before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the Master of the world, and saying, 'God, please shine so much light on them. Open the gates that are apparently in their eyes completely locked before them.' And I pray and pray so hard until some light really comes down upon that person that's stuck in mud, till they feel that it's possible for them to get out of the mud." The Friedeker Rebbe of Lubavitch explained that this is basically what the Chiddush of the Baal Shem Tov was. Up until the Baal Shem Tov, preachers would travel, Magidim would travel from town to town to wake people up by letting them know about how much mud they're putting on their own souls. And it was a whole avoda of sur meira. You gotta refrain from evil, but with so much work on refraining from evil, there was so little focus on asay tov, on the other part of the saying of David HaMelech, Sumra v'asay tov. The Baal Shem Tov comes and says, focus on the asay tov, focus on the light, and then all those places that seem impossible for you to come out of will be open for you to come out of.